Good evening, and thank you all for coming once again to the Mayor's Weekly Chat by the side of the fire. For the sake of transparency, I have to admit that there are no audience members here at my chat this week. I don't understand why more people aren't coming to listen. I mean, these chats are being recorded for future generations to learn about the great things that are happening here in Strawberry and the fantastic job I've done of running Strawberry. You would think that more people would want to come and witness history. Ah, well, for the sake of future generations, I shall press on. It was a dark day last Friday here in Strawberry. A great many of the town's working girls were slaughtered. I have no idea how it happened, but Dubs claims an automaton that was sent back here from the future was the culprit. That Dubs, he certainly has a vast imagination, except for when it comes to coming up with material for the Jim and Steve show, that is. If you're over the age of 18 and have most of your teeth, please go see Miss Patrice. Due to the loss of many businesses' incomes because of the recent cholera outbreak, I have arranged for a stimulus package to be sent out to all of Strawberry's businesses. We all know that without these businesses, the citizens of Strawberry would likely starve and die. As long as the businesses have their money and can stay open, the economy will trickle down to all of the other citizens in Strawberry. And finally, the proprietor of the local hardware store, you know, where you can buy the nails, has composed a poem written about 44 women that is 88 lines long. The poem started out innocently enough, but after a while it got increasingly vile and raunchy. Why, one of the lines was about a woman from Turkey named Tanya, who likes intercourse while wearing leather boots. Who had ever heard of such a thing? It's disgusting, and I will not permit it here in Strawberry. Anyone seen reading this poem will be immediately run out of town on a rail, shot, and thrown into prison. Not necessarily in that order. Well, that's all for this week's chat by the side of the fire. Thank you for listening, future generations of Strawberrians. And I hope more people show up next week. We'll have to do something about that. No, Humphreys, I don't want you to make me any stew. I miss Robert.